my goodness.
Don't you love a false start?
Well, it'd be like that sometimes,
Andy. Can we talk about that with clients?
Well, I don't really watch
starting
football,
too soon?
So.
Yeah, exactly.
Starting work when they don't pay you? That's
okay.
A false
start. Oh, okay. See, we've invited. Okay,
man, hey, we're coming in hard. No, coming in hard.
We've invited a couple of other contributors, and this may be their last time in on set, but we do have Daniel Lopez with us and Riley.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Yep. Yeah, hello. Okay. You know, I don't know if you guys saw it this morning, but this Fed. Oh, gosh, man. Already, like, strike two, like Riley.
You're just going to get Lysol in here.
Yeah, you're just going to kick me out, aren't you?
Yeah, no doubt. This is not going to last very long. It feels bad.
It's going to be our most
But it's going to be good content,
podcast.
Though. So
yes.
Views.
Okay, so here's the deal. She's trending this morning, the FedEx driver. Did you see it?
No.
Okay, so this FedEx driver, very emotional. I absolutely loved it. She sort of, you know, alluded to what we talk about here, that you have to keep your eyes open because there are always opportunities in front of you. Well, she talked about how she had come across this elderly lady taking care of her sick husband during the holidays and such. And, you know, they had a little chit-chat banter. But as we know, FedEx requires you to get in and get out because you have so many packages, so many runs to make. And so she had this little exchange with the lady, and she's 20 more deliveries in. And she actually says that it was the Lord, you know, like pulling her to go back, like something was up. And we do that a lot of times as Christians. It's like you feel that nudge, like you're needed here, or you need to take some steps or start walking because somebody needs you. And she went back. And anyway, the lady just broke down and gave the FedEx driver like the biggest hug. She had been alone for so long. And it was just, you know, first of all, wow, FedEx just scored huge in the way of a business with a remarkable, you know, person working there. So
that's awesome.
It is. And it's kind of like a byproduct. But I think in all workplaces, you should encourage that, you know, encourage your people to like step out and do something different and unique and not be worried about
the time.
Clock.
Yeah.
You know?
The clock.
Mm-hmm. So that was the thing. Apparently, they can make their runs and do it like all night. You know, they have to get it there, but obviously, they want to go home to their families as well. So, all right. So, what we were hoping is that Daniel and Riley may continue our conversation from last time, which we felt was pretty good. Mm-hmm. And you remember what that conversation was, Lewis?
I do not.
I watched
was
a little bit of it. I skimmed
it
through it, so I kind of got a gist. I just went through it just a little bit.
We haven't even edited it yet.
It hasn't been edited.
The one that's already released.
Oh, he looked at last season.
No, not last season. The one that you posted on your Instagram story.
That was last season. That was months ago.
Oh, feels bad,
and
my guy.
And you're wondering why this is Riley's first time in the studio.
Is that his third strike?
Yeah, I think so. Riley, it's been good.
Yeah, it's been not. To make it feels bad, but we're making it work.
So remember, it's evaluating, elevating, and enjoying what you do in your business, because you spend 75% of your time at work. Did you not realize this, Daniel?
I feel like I spend
more time,
way more than that.
More than 75%?
More than 75%.
Because you're the vacation king of late.
But I work on vacation.
Yeah, you
like
do.
We all do.
But it's not work. You love it.
You know, I feel like there's a quote, something about like, you know, you leave your 40-hour work week to really work 100 hours a week or something like
sure,
that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But that's what it's like, and I think I love being in this environment because we have that culture where it's like, hey, like what you do, you got to own.
Yeah.
And when you own it, you're not afraid of, like you talked about a second ago with the FedEx driver, you're not afraid to go back and do a little more.
Mm-hmm.
You're not afraid to kind of...
to push the limits on what you can do.
For sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Meeting a need, no doubt. You know, we want to talk about the entrepreneurial spirit, which is alive and well. More so than ever before in 2022, and in part because I think of this generation. He got mad at me last time because I put him over on the adult table with me, and he goes, "I'm not ready to be there."
He is pretty old.
Next year, he's not deserving yet.
But
you're still sitting on the kid table.
Here's the thing. I appreciate that most of us, I think anyone listening to this podcast, has at one point likely had an idea or a service or a product or something that was deserving of promotions, right? And why aren't you taking those steps to document what it is that you want to do? Because you can't have a business until people know about you.
Yeah, true.
I'm the worst at that. I just had this conversation with someone. I am awful about promoting myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm terrible about even promoting the things that I do. I mean, Lucas and I hosted a worship event, and I forgot to invite people.
You forgot to totally invite people.
At least they showed up, though. Right. So,
yeah. You know, people still showed up.
Was this the last Cedar session?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That was very great. Well that attended. I showed up. Yeah, I showed up.
But I was awful about
But like, I know people who were unhappy that they were like, hey, I don't remember getting an invite for this. And I was like, whoops.
Yeah. My bad. Look, I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to do the best work. You know, I'm like very one track mind.
Right.
I'm not good at handling a lot of areas in my life.
Yeah.
And so Mackenzie knows this, my wife. She knows I'm like very bad about multitasking. Like if I'm on the computer and she's like, hey, babe, I want to show you something. I am checked out. Like she's non-existent right now. And I'm really awful about that. And I think that bleeds into a lot of areas of my life. There's a lot to be said about being one-track mind, but in my case, it's like I do really good work. I put a lot of effort into what I'm doing at the moment. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that bleeds into everything else in the sense of it gets forgotten. Like I forget to invite people to a pretty cool event that a lot of people would have enjoyed.
Yeah,
you just defined a creative. I mean, that's why, you know, I mean, Riley, Lucas, Brandon, you want to, okay. See, Brandon, if you can't get here easily, we can't include you in the show.
Just wave your
hand. Okay, he's going to go. There he is.
Like, okay. He's like, I'm here, but what's up?
But everybody here at Growing Media, incredibly talented individuals, and my goodness, we've had huge success in promoting ourselves at times when we were doing an event or we wanted people to know about something in particular. But we oftentimes do put that aside to take care of all of those clients and businesses and services we represent. So that's why I think this whole realm of the contract worker is so effective, because you're great at what you do. We know that we have the tools in this building to get you noticed as an entrepreneur. And there's such a balance when you come in, because you guys don't have to worry about the secondary part of that, you know, releasing it or getting it out there, because that's when, you know, some other people in the building take over and we're effective in that way. So I think teamwork. Yeah.
I was going to go to that. Cause I mean, I'm sure Lucas could kind of speak more on this.
Our light just fell.
Oh, hello there.
Hey, God, pretend like you didn't see that. The Lord we're very said, high budget.
Let there be
here.
Light.
And it fell from the budget. TV.
Here at Growing
you
Media.
Might make it worse. I don't know.
Yeah. The TV might fall, Angie.
Stand by. All right, Lucas, what did you have?
I was going to say, I'll allude to what you can kind of open up on. But Lucas is very good at collaboration. And he might be shocked.
I am.
You just fell miserably on a collaborative.
Oh, it feels bad. Okay. He's great at it, because I have seen him again and again be a bridge to so many people. I mean, he is incredible at just finding, you know, he lightens up the room. He makes people excited about being here. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't have been as hyped as I was about Cedar Sessions. But it was his ideas that he threw at me that made me want to like, okay, I got to do this, you know, like I got to create this event where people can come together. And then we got to record it, because I want to use your skills, because you're massively good at what you do, you know. And I just feel like you're excellent at connecting. And I don't know if you know that. So I'm going to put you on the spot. She explained teamwork, but I feel like you could totally like kind of explain how you've done that, because you've kind of done that your whole life.
I like to see people light up, right? So if I can connect two people that are going to work well together and things are going to happen, then I want to make that happen. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's been countless of times where I've probably been like, hey, you should talk to this person, because what you're explaining to me, they will solve all your problems.
That is like, but that's something common you say. I mean, and I think here we've kind of done had to do the same thing. Like, this is not just a hub. Growing Media is not just a hub for, you know, putting out content. It's a hub for connecting people creating community within entrepreneurs and other creators and collaborators. And whether it's through means of the spiel or something else, like you, Angie, like, you're really good at that too. And I think that's what people want to be around. I think most people thrive in environments where people hunger to grow relationships.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. So I guess in light of this discovery that we've just had, we should likely include this guy, right?
I was going to lead to him.
It's all good.
Okay. So, just without any prompting here, this is the podcast, by the way, Riley, is MGM podcast. Yeah. Like, and that's Market Abilities by Growing Media. Okay. What does that mean to you, or what does this whole community of contributors, what has it meant for you thus far? Because you're probably the newest member.
I am the newest member.
Fresh meat. Freshman.
I know, freshman. Freshman year. I'm loving it so far.
Well, actually, he said fresh meat. I don't know if you heard that.
All I heard was fresh.
Okay.
It sounded like you said, fresh. It sounded like you said freshman, so I was like, oh, okay, cool.
I did say freshman.
Okay, get to your answer. But we can't leave our audience hanging.
No, I don't want to do that. But just coming in as fresh is just absolutely insane. Daniel has taught me so much. Rob, everybody here has just showed their gratitude and just pushing me where I need to go. Mm-hmm. Is absolutely amazing, and I'm loving it. I left a 55-hour job for this.
Well, honey, this is 75 plus.
I know. Oh, dude, I know. No.
So what he said found a way to do less work.
No. Like, I wanted to do this since I was 14, and now I'm doing it.
Come on.
And some people told me that I couldn't, and now I'm here. Probably making more than them, sadly, after they have degrees, they went to college, they have debt. I'm doing something that I love, and I'm making money at. And so I just appreciate all that. Sometimes it can be stressful. Sometimes it can be fun. Sometimes it can be silly, but a lot of times we take it seriously and we want to make production for the client.
Yeah.
We want to grow them. That's where I'm at.
So you guys know the new term, 2022, I guess. Youpreneur.
Youpreneur.
Have you heard that? Youpreneur. Youpreneur. Do you know what that is?
I think I heard it on TikTok.
Baby, if I say it is trending, you know that. Come on. At least, why do you
my
do
eyes
that?
Just rolled so
listen,
far in the background.
Listen,
oh my gosh.
Lucas, I ask you to create this podcast so I can have my imaginary world, okay?
Until
we are Joe Rogan status, let's just pretend like we are. Okay.
That's usually how it works, right?
Isn't it?
Isn't that how manifestation works, Daniel?
Yeah, fake it till
just
you make it.
A little bit, right?
Or if you can see it and think it and believe it.
Yep. Great. Yeah.
I think it was a question.
That's what I'm talking
about. It was a question.
Youpreneur. I've never heard of the term youpreneur.
I think I heard it on TikTok.
What's that mean?
Well, it's an entrepreneur has to have a product, a service, something to sell, right? Something that you as a consumer want. A youpreneur is someone who strongly believes in what it is that they do, and they're not necessarily marketing any one thing. I think they're marketing themselves to be, an influencer in some regard, or have the ability to make some money without necessarily ever having any formal training or going to college. It's just this generation, and it's not going to stop. I mean, people are figuring out ways to do things differently, and that's another conversation we had last time. Is it right? Does it make it better? We don't know. That's still to be determined.
Yeah.
Based on the outcome of some of these new things that people are doing.
Yeah.
And like, if you even look at it, 17-year-olds are making tens of thousands of dollars, and they don't have any college. And people are like, oh man, they're actually noticing that now.
Yeah, there's a quote. They said teenagers are selling JPEGs and making millions.
Off of NFTs, yeah.
It's crazy.
Absolutely insane.
I no longer nod my head at things because anything is possible. We've seen it. And all it takes is the right person to see it and put it into motion, or for you to capture that audience. And that's what they are. I mean, that part of it is very sad, that there's such a huge part of the population that they're followers and they're sitting back and they're watching, and it's, you know, the armchair audience. And it's unfortunate because those people should be up and they should be doing more, and you only get one life and you don't know if you're going to have breath in your lungs tomorrow. But those individuals are taking youpreneurs and other people who are making content. They are taking them all the way to the top because they keep coming back for more.
Yeah, that's really good. I want to lean into that a little more. I have noticed that it's almost like betting on yourself, like at least what I'm interpreting from what you're
absolutely
saying, like betting on yourself and actually going it all in, you know, actually risking everything you have for yourself. And it's not in the sense of like pride or, you know, wanting to be selfish. It's just actually believing you have what it takes for whatever you're hoping for in your life. And I've been trying to practice this consciously. My wife and I right now have been saying this one thing at our home. It's be intentional. Because whatever I put in front of me, I can actually attain if I believe it. And I believe in myself. And if youpreneur goes along, if I'm even saying that right, if that goes along the same lines, then I think more people should do that.
Most certainly.
But never at the cost of other people, of course.
Right. Right.
Yeah. A word that comes to mind for me is alignment. You know, you have to get aligned in what you're supposed to be doing. And I think there is something out there for everyone to be in alignment. And then once you're there, it just explodes in your life. Like your happiness explodes, your joy, your work, your money, everything just explodes. But I think a lot of people choose to stay comfortable, which will keep you out of alignment, because I think being in alignment means being a little uncomfortable at all times.
Most certainly. True. You know, I'm the oldest one here, so I've been able to do exactly what you're talking about three times, okay? So I actually worked for the man, and when I say that, I'm saying it flippantly. I was a news anchor all over the country for 20 years, right? And I rarely would say no if they said, we need you to go into a school, we need you to do a parade, we need you to, you know, anchor this cast. And it was very interesting, because when you're in that industry, a lot of us move around a lot. So we were not in relationships, we had not had children, and you would work all holidays. You know, I learned what it meant to be alone on Thanksgiving and Christmas and all of those things. And I say that because as I got older and I really enjoyed what I did, made great money. They took care of everything, clothes, hair, makeup, all of that. But I had written a children's book after the birth of my son, and I was on fire for that. Now, I did my regular job.
Can we drop that book real quick?
Timmy the Tractor, yeah.
Timmy
baby.
The Tractor.
That's right. His heyday.
I mean, should go buy that for your children.
You should. I mean, it's available. A lot of them, actually. So if you need, like, buy
that's
the
what I'm talking about.
Still waiting.
But anyway.
I'm telling you, you should go buy it.
So, you know, I had been praying about it, because just like what you guys said, sometimes if you want to take a gamble or a risk on yourself, it's nice to have some income over here that you feel good and you're gaining your confidence over here. Well, I mean, after 14 years at a particular station, they forced me to choose.
That's hard.
And you know what I chose? I chose me.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Because I asked them, I said, I can't believe we're having this conversation. Is there anything in my file? Have I done anything displeasing to you? And no, they just wanted all of my time. And you can't give someone that. You can't give another person, because like you said, now you just gave them your happiness, you know, your freedom, your independence, your belief in yourself. And so I did this fabulous thing, Timmy the Tractor. We toured all over the country, probably making half of what I was making before. And again, it was half because I could only work as hard. I mean, I was an independent merchandiser. And by the end, I had the product in all 50 states. In mom and pops, you know, in part because of the merchandise marts and things like that. And then so this opportunity came along, you know, growing media and the spiel. And my thought process, I can still hear my mom say, you know, back to the Timmy the Tractor thing. She says, honey, I believe in you. You would sell every one of them out of the trunk of your car if you had to.
Yeah.
And she's right. I mean, my philosophy has always been no one will outwork me.
That's a good one.
I come in, I will clean the toilets, I've swept the floor, and I could be the last one to go home at night and turn the lights off, you know?
Yep.
Now, we did talk about last show, at a certain point, learn to delegate responsibilities, you know, in your career to make it a little bit easier.
Right.
Have you thought on that at all?
Yeah, well, I think that going with that is not only does it like free up your time and your energy and everything, but I think once you get to a certain level, you can actually help more people if you're not doing those little things.
Correct.
And
correct.
I think that's what you know, you need to keep in mind is like, well, how can I help more people? And if you know, if I'm doing less of these cleaning and all this other like monotonous stuff, then I can actually, you know, and change the world.
Yay. You know? That's what we're all
that's
about.
That's the goal, right?
Changing the world.
That should be our tagline. Changing. Growing media, changing the world. See? Back to this world we right here, this podcast. We are all that in a bag of chips, baby.
That's true.
All right. What else? We probably are nearing the end, and this gets really – it's sad. Yeah. But, you know.
I feel like we just started.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, this is going to be our longest
for like
podcast.
An hour.
Yeah. I know.
The biggest thing that I've caught on to is exactly what you shared. Last year, I feel like I was at that crossing place whenever I stepped into this place. And I think, you know, a good testimony kind of proves like it's a test, you know, like it proves you, you know, like are you worthy of the life you're trying to live, you know, and last taking it back, you know, when COVID hit, the biggest thing I encountered was I lost a job. And I had to move back home. I was living in Jackson, Tennessee. That was difficult because I thought I was at the job that I was supposed to I thought that was the thing I was called to do. And, you know, being a youth pastor or being a pastor, I thought that was the thing. And then I lost that. But then we had to move back. And then I was working pretty much cleaning a shop, working at an electrical company. I was cleaning their shop and, you know, running supplies. And I was
like, surviving.
Man, it was like, I had no idea why I was not thriving. See, because people could stay there. People could stay in survive mode their whole life and not realize they get comfortable there, right? Surviving becomes their normal.
Yeah.
But it was at that place, kind of like you were talking about, like you'd be willing to sell those books out of your trunk. For me, I was willing to do anything if it meant I didn't have to survive, right? I wanted to thrive. And it was probably, I lost that second job. I lost that job as well. He came up to me. It was actually really funny. I did my first job for you in November 2020.
Oh, that was Daniel 1.0. Yep. We have Daniel 2.0.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. We're talking about Daniel 2.0.
I remember Daniel.
Because I used to work for you. And then I pursued what I felt was the calling of my life, which was to do ministry. Then that didn't work out. And it was so ironic how, you know, everything comes back full circle. I did my first.
I beg to differ. I think the ministry is working for you, but it's not going to be your full time.
Right. It's like now it's a part of who I am.
Exactly.
Not as much as like, and amen. That's kind of where I wanted to lead, which is it's not. You're chasing. If you're chasing a position, you're chasing the wrong thing.
Yeah,
if you're chasing a location, you're chasing the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. If you're chasing a certain group, friend group, you're chasing the wrong thing. Because, I mean, I lost two jobs, had two vehicles broke down in the span of a year and a half.
You were being tested.
I was being like beat up.
And
they were asking me for my lunch money. You know? And it was at this moment when I did that first job for you back in 2020, November, leading into 2021. That's right after I did that job, I went back and that's when they told me you're laid off. And I was like, hold up, I don't even have anything secured with Craig Media. I don't have anything secured. Oh, yeah. But the one thing I had in that moment was I have this one opportunity. Yep. I better do a really, really, really good job.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing I have. It's you know, you say this thing all the time. Actually, it's becoming one of my mantras. You're only as good as the last work you did.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And honestly, that can translate into so many things.
Oh, absolutely.
You, like if you're a janitor, you better clean that place up.
That's right.
Because the last day you did that, that's how good you are. You know what I mean? You could be doing it for 10 years, but if it's bad every day for 10 years, that's how good you are. You know what I mean? And so for me, just really encountering the opportunity I found here, I just knew like I was going to do whatever it took and I was not going to survive anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And to this day, it's just gotten bigger and bigger. And I think Riley's finding that right now.
Yeah.
He's at a place where it's like he, you know, and he has a lot of dreams. You know, this dude's a Twitch streamer. And like, this dude's we used tried to the microphone. Man, yeah. This guy's a beast. You know, and Lucas, you know, running his business, and Angie, you running your business. I think there's something to be said that if you bet on yourself and you actually believe a year later, 2022, I'm not surviving anymore.
No. You're chilling.
I'm not chilling.
You ain't chilling.
That is for sure.
The odds are most certainly.
I am not chilling. Yeah, I am. No doubt. I am in full. How can I thrive? Mm-hmm. How can I drop seeds that are going to turn into something beautiful a year from now?
Absolutely. Yeah. Growth. Let's do it.
Growth. Absolutely. Yeah.
Market abilities.
That's it. Is this where we drop the mic?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You like, know what I want to do?
What's up?
I want to hit all those buttons like I did last. I mean, I think that's a signature buttons. Thing, right?
If you want to. Yeah.
Should I? Is that how we end?
I mean, that's up to you.
Yeah. Okay.
You should call this one.
Unless you're having fun.
You should call this one Bet on Yourself.
Yeah, and it's not bet the golden it, buzzer, boo. It means it's time to go bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That is.
I told you.
That's interesting.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah.
Sounds like a carnival.
It's a lot.
Sounds like Chuck E. Cheese.
Welcome to Chuck E. Cheese.
It sounds like this podcast is going to be a hit.
Dude, it sounds.
Right? There's wisdom hidden in here somewhere.
Oh, yes. I love the music backdrop, baby. Come on. I know, Lucas is like, we got to talk, man. We got to talk after this is over.
I need to replace that button with our actual podcast music.
Oh,
that was great. Man. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Let's never do that.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.